Okay, hello everyone, how are you doing today? Hope you're doing very great. Well, right now it's raining in my location in Nigeria. Well, I wouldn't know if it's raining on your side, but hope the weather is treating you well. Okay, well, this is another episode on the Moment of Truth with the Debunking Doctor, and I'm your host, 3D, the Debunking Doctor. Well, today, the topic is going to be a little bit personal. I'm going to be taking it quite personally. But then as much as I can, I'll be quite calm with it so that we can get the main point out of today's episode. It's going to reflect my experiences in the last few years of my practice of medicine in Nigeria. And while sharing that experience, I'll also be sharing things to learn from it, because really that is the essence of starting this podcast at all. Well, today I'll be telling you some stories. It will not be too long because, yes, I know I got responses that, attention span might be affected when the podcast is too long. And so I'm going to make really good effort to make it short, precise, but yet educative. I hope you stay with me on this one. I'll be back in the next 1 minute. Welcome back. Okay, so straight to the business of today. I know that I had not mentioned the topic I'll be talking about today. It's about healthcare financing. Yes, it's related to money and health. It's related to poverty and health, especially as it relates to Nigerians. During, my first few years as a medical student, that was after we crossed to the clinical side, myself and a very close friend, who happens to be a colleague now, would always go to the wards just to go through patients right up, because in doing that, we get to understand how, the physicians, the surgeons, what they think, what their thinking process is about, why they would do what for a patient, why they would make a particular decision about a patient's health. Going through a patient's write-up then as a medical student really, really helped us to understand medicine, to know, the nitty-gritties of medicine. But it was a particular line, a particular statement that we constantly saw in virtually all write-ups for our patients. And that is, management is severely hampered by lack of funds. Usually this statement is coined in different ways, okay, but then the summary of that statement is that this person's health problem cannot be adequately evaluated and managed because this person does not have the money to support himself or herself. Of course, that's a statement, centered on the patient, but then it's also reflective of the patient's relatives, family and friends. The meaning of that statement is that it is not just about the patient not being able to afford healthcare. It is also pointing to the fact that his or her relative have been unable to provide for his needs on the bed. And it's very painful and disheartening to see your patient, to see a patient just go down and down every day on the bed because they cannot afford to pay for their own healthcare. I'd seen a couple of times where families had gone bankrupt because they were trying to care for, a relative of theirs. People sell lands, people sell cars, people sell their properties just so they can take care of a sick relative. Sometimes it doesn't end well, sadly. The person might eventually die and then this family would go back to sometimes zero or sometimes in the negative. But usually, once a family member falls sick in Nigeria, it is a disaster. It is usually a catastrophe, when it comes to the financial stand of the entire family. Said, what gave birth to, this podcast at all, what made me start is because I could not bear to see people come to the hospital and go down and down and down and then die eventually. Especially when what brought them down is highly preventable. especially when what killed them is something that they could have prevented if they had the information. Okay, and that is why I had to start this podcast, hoping that I can reach out to lots of people. The other experience that I've had is that, you know, at certain times, even till now, some Nigerians still feel that government hospitals, you know, well, maybe because of the name government hospitals, they still expect that a government hospital should be able to provide for their basic healthcare needs. But that is not the truth. That is not correct at all. And I need us to be clear about this. There is no hospital in Nigeria as of today that I know that you'll walk into and you will not pay anything at all. It's a different thing if you are perhaps covered by an insurance, right? Or you maybe by your company or your place of work. For most people in the informal settings, they don't even have the opportunity of being on the insurance scheme. NHIS, I mean, the National Health Insurance Scheme, which is popularly called NHIS, I mean, came into being in the year 2005. So that's more than a decade ago. But then, studies have shown that less than 5% of the Nigerian population, most of which are in the formal settings, I mean, federal government settings, are actually under NHIS. And then, you know, in recent times, actually, people, I mean, because I work with the federal government hospital, so people will come in, even under NHIS, and they've been complaining in recent times very bitterly. The reason they complain very bitterly is that even when we write the drugs that we want them to take, because of the complaints they have, once they get to the pharmacy, they are unable to get all of the drugs. Some of them would come back complaining very bitterly because, oh, all that they could get was paracetamol. Or all that they would get was vitamin C. And then they are actually left to go and get the drugs themselves. They actually have to pay their own money to get the drugs. Some of them would actually tell you point blank that you should not bother with putting their NHIS number on the prescription paper. What you should do is just give it to them because they're actually going to buy it with their own money. Whatever percentage we see, even on NHIS coverage, which is put at 5% right now, is actually not real, in that a very low percentage of that 5% actually gets the right level of treatment that they should get. And that is where we are in Nigeria. It's even worse in year 2020 with the COVID-19 pandemic. Before now, you know, during the proposed budget in 2019 for 2020, you know, the budget was about 44.4 billion. And even at that, it was still very low compared to at least 15% of the budget for the year that should go into health. And then when the pandemic came, boom, it was reduced further to 25.5 billion from 44.4 billion. As a matter of fact, the 44.4 billion puts it at 2,000 naira for a citizen throughout the year. I hope you got that. The 44.4 billion. Actually, that was part of a proposed budget for health in 2020, put it at 2,000 naira for one person in Nigeria throughout the year 2020 for 365 days. So the government actually deemed it fit that each person should not spend more than 2,000 naira on their health throughout the year 2020. That was when the budget proposal was 44.4 billion thereabout for health. And then when the pandemic started, it was further dropped to just about 25.5 billion. So if we're going to divide that, I mean, assuming that the population in Nigeria now is about 200 million people, then we'll be saying maybe about 1,000 naira for a citizen throughout the year is what that money can afford. The meaning actually is that for the most part, your health, my health as a Nigerian, is really not a priority to the government. And when that happens, it means that individuals will have to take or be in charge of their own health. That is the summary. You know, sometimes when I see people come into the hospital, sometimes into the emergency department, and then, you know, they are told to go and pay for, you know, get a card, pay for this, pay for that. Some of them will start to complain, this is a government hospital, blah, 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 blah. But then we all need to realize that nothing is free in a government hospital in Nigeria. Nothing is free. As a matter of fact, we all need to know that health is expensive. No, health is not cheap. And it is not just in Nigeria, it is all over the world. Even in America, Britain, wherever you want to think, health is not cheap. But it's just that in most of this developed world, yes, their government has been able to, you know, help offset the expenses from health in some way. And it is very effective. You know, the various insurance schemes that they have put in place is very effective. And then it helps the citizens, you know, to be able to afford healthcare and access healthcare too. But that is not the case in Nigeria. If you are not under NHIS or under any health insurance whatsoever and you walk into a government hospital in Nigeria, you're going to pay for everything. For your gloves, your cotton wool, your methylated spirit, your plaster, everything that you're going to need in the hospital, you will pay for. Every kobo comes out of your pocket. We call it out of the pocket expenditure. And it has, I mean, studies have shown that paying out of the pocket for health is one huge thing that has impoverished lots of people. That is big English, because that people have to bring money from their pocket to pay for their health when they go to the hospital is one reason why a good number of Nigerians live below the poverty line, which is getting less than $1 per day. The National Bureau of Statistics put it at 40% of Nigerians living below the poverty line of $1 per day. That's about 82 million Nigerians. That was still in September 2018. I mean, roughly about 2 years ago. I hope it is not worse right now, especially with the COVID-19 pandemic. Okay, so it means that about 82 million Nigerians are actually living below less than 81 naira per day. Now imagine that, you know, you are just managing your 387 naira per day thereabout. You're just managing your salary of 20,000 naira per month. It's disheartening. You know, when you see graduates compete for a job that pays less than 10,000 naira per month, or you even take up the said job and then you're insulted all day on whatever money you're paid, the stress you go through to even get that money. And then now imagine that a sickness sets in. It's a lot of stress. It will not leave that person the same way. And that is the reason that we need to be smart about our lives. When it comes to Nigerian as Nigerians, our focus, first of all, is about prevention. The reason is that once the disease or the problem sets in, we can hardly cope with the financial implication of those things. Plus, our governments have not done a very good job of, you know, helping us to manage our health better or helping us to access healthcare. I mean, basic healthcare needs. Okay, which is where we all need to help ourselves. We need to help one another. First of all, I have established that there is nothing free in the hospital. So don't think that you can walk into any government hospital and get any free healthcare. If you are not on an insurance plan, either private or the national one. The second is that even if you are on NHIS, your NHIS does not cover for everything. There are actually certain things that your NHIS does not cover for. There are certain NHIS plans where you have to pay 10% of whatever expenses you incur on your health, that you have to pay 10% of it, and you have to know that. There are certain things that you have to pay yourself that NHIS may not cover. And then for the private ones, which we call the HMOs, yes, for them too, there are different plans. Okay, some of them will call it gold, diamond, platinum, whatever English that they give to it. It just shows how much each plan can cover. And of course, it's a difference in how much you pay, the premium that you pay. The more your premium, the more likely that plan will cover for a very good amount of the things you would need for your health when the need arises. I've come to realize that Nigerians do not generally embrace insurances. We wait until disaster strikes before we start to do something. Sometimes we cannot exactly blame people. First of all, people do not have information sometimes. At other times, it's because, you know, we claim that we don't even have enough. How can we now take out of it to, you know, do one insurance or the other? But then the truth is that if we don't do the insurance now, or if we don't insure those things now, when the problem comes, we will have to do it under huge duress, under very great stress. That might mean serious disaster. But then when we are healthy, we can actually make plans for the rainy days. Even if it's one naira we can be putting somewhere for health, it'll go a long way when we are in need of it. So the point I'm making now is that, first of all, you need to pay attention to your health. As Nigerians, the first thing for us is prevention. So you have to take care of yourself. You need to understand that if you get sick today, you take care of it, your family take care of it, all the financial brunt is borne by your family and by yourself. And because body no be firewood, there are times that we will be down as humans. But then the question is, how ready are we, to foot the bill so that we get back on our feet in time? That's the first. The second is that I've been able to establish that there is nothing free in the Nigerian government hospital. It is paid for. If you are not under NHIS or under any HMO that is in charge of your health, and then it is also important that even if you're on NHIS or you have your HMO, you need to understand what they cover. Whatever plan you have subscribed to under any insurance plan, either private or national, you need to understand what they cover. You know, how much can they pay for? Okay? It is also important to know that apart from, you know, having insurance covers, you need to also have, you know, a financial dedication to your health. And you do that when you're healthy. You prepare for the time that you'll be down when you are up. That is what smart people do. The other very important thing that is now in town is actually the state insurance scheme. I know of some states that have that running already. Oyo State is an example. They have, there's an Oyo State health insurance scheme. Of course, it's also in Lagos. Lagos is doing well too. Imo State is doing, beautifully well. It's also in Anambra, Delta, Enugu. Those states have their health insurance scheme. Mind you, I'm not saying national health insurance scheme. I'm saying state health insurance scheme. Meaning that they pay attention just to the people in their state. And most of the time, the money paid is very meager. For example, in Oyo State, I think you pay about less than 8,000 naira for your healthcare throughout the year. And there's a list of the things you can access with that 8,000 naira. Yes, there are amazing things that you can access, with just that 8,000 naira. So that when you fall sick, or anyone around you under that scheme, nobody, start panicking. The funny thing is that 8,000 naira might become a problem when the problem has come. The meaning is that by the time the person falls sick, getting 8,000 naira might be really, really difficult. Okay? Which is why you will have water before test will come. The Yoruba people will say, yes, that is what insurance will help you to do. Okay, so the point that I'm here to make today is that healthcare is not free in Nigeria. As a matter of fact, the budgetary allocation for health in Nigeria is very, very, very unbelievable, unbelievably small. 90% of Nigerian homes pay out of their pocket when they go to the hospital. The other percentage of people that may not pay directly out of pocket will be people under one insurance scheme or the other, either national or private. For you to reduce how much money would come out of your pocket in in the times of unpleasant health situations, it means that you have to consciously invest in your health. First of all, is to pay attention to taking care of yourself and preventing what is preventable. Eat good food. Take lots of fruits and vegetables and take lots of water. As much as possible, reduce stress. That lots of things are stressful in Nigeria. But then, as much as you can at different times, make sure that you reduce your stress. Eat well, drink lots of water. At least 3 liters in a day is perfect for virtually everybody, unless you walk under the sun or you have a higher need for it, maybe a breastfeeding mother. In that case, then you need to take even more. Exercise is important. I cannot overemphasize the importance of exercising. And mind you, stress is not equal to exercise. When you do your job, you climb the stairs 50 times, or you run, or you have to walk up and down for 50 times. You do not replace that with that is not exercising. Okay? You have to plan your exercises. It is a planned physical activity. It makes it different from, you know, the stress of work. So plan your exercises. WHO puts it at 30 minutes every other day. So it means you can choose Monday, Wednesday, Friday. These things are possible if we put our minds to it. And it will, I mean, it is going to save us lots of headache if we can just keep to it. Make sure you maintain good weight. If you have overweight, then work as much as you can to reduce it. What you do is to reduce how much you take, eat healthy, and exercise. You do all of that, and that is going to help your body stay relatively healthy for a very long time. If you notice anything unusual about yourself, present early. I mean, talk about it early to people that can help you. Okay, not just to your neighbor, not just to your security or Baba security behind the house. Talk to someone that can help you in time. Because really, when the problem is picked early, it is easier to tackle than when it has, you know, eaten deep into the very important parts of the body. And then after all of this, make use of the opportunities around you. There are opportunities. It's just that we're not paying attention. State health insurance are now springing up everywhere. Make use of it. If you are, you know, in whatever state you belong, make inquiries. Is there any state insurance? If there is, I mean, ask about it. Know how much it takes, how much it costs. Be a part of it. Have your card or your ID card, you know, something that says you're a part of this insurance scheme. And then anytime you feel sick or you're not fine, it is easier for you to just walk into the hospital and say, I'm not fine. You know, when you know you are covered. But most of the time, we are discouraged from going to the hospital because we know they will tell us to pay. They will ask us to pay. And that is what makes the situation worse before we come. And then by the time we come, the situation has gone out of hand. You now need to pay more or even through your nose. And then things go out of hand. As a Nigerian, pay very good attention to prevention. I mean, do things that will keep you healthy. That's first of all. The second is that, well, the body will at some point break down. Okay, and it is because it is the body. Okay, the thing is we need to be ready when it breaks down to restore it back to normal function. And to do that, we will need money. Health care is not cheap. What is going to reduce the financial stress is how ready we were before we became sick. Okay, so it means that we need to be prepared already. How to be prepared is to have an insurance scheme. Okay, even if you cannot get on the national insurance, if you're in the informal sector, you can be a part of your state insurance scheme. Ask about it. There are other HMOs, I mean private health insurance bodies, that can also help. They are quite cheap. It's just that we don't ask about it. Sometimes we prefer to buy a Shwebi than, you know, ask for health insurance and be a part of it. Okay, this is how much I carry today, and I really do hope that this would help you and your family to make a decision today to be more responsive when it comes to your health and that of your loved ones. And if we truly love people, we show it in action. If we truly love ourselves, we will show it in action. And the call to action that I'm, you know, bringing forth today is that we need to be financially ready for ill health. To be financially ready is to have an insurance. Could be national health insurance, could be with the HMOs, those are the private health insurance people, or you ask about the health insurance in your state, that is the state health insurance scheme, and be a part of it. Have your ID card or any means of, you know, identification to show that you belong to this insurance scheme so that you can access health at the very least easily. When you feel sick and you know you have your insurance, you can walk into the hospital freely and without the fear of not being able to afford your health care. Well, if you feel that all of these options might not go well with you, the central message is that we need to be financially ready for our health. So if you feel that you're not comfortable with the private health insurance body, those are the HMOs, or you're not eligible for a national health insurance scheme because you don't work with the formal sector, or you don't think you'll be comfortable with the health insurance in your state, which is much more accessible. If you feel you're not comfortable with all of those options, then there is one good option. There's one last option. Either you get a colo, that's a piggy bank, pardon me, where you'll be putting small amount of money. Just write health, or, you know, something to tag the money in the colo as what you'll be using for your health. Keep the colo in your house. Be putting the money there regularly. Make sure you don't touch it until you need something for your health. Maybe you need to buy drugs, bring out the money there. buy your drugs and take care of yourself. Okay, that cash that came in that day would not have to suffer for your anti-malaria medications. And of course, for bigger things that you need money for, as it relates to your health, you dedicate whatever money you put in the colo for it. Okay, that is another option. If you feel that you are not that disciplined to have a piggy bank in your house where you keep money, as you are not so disciplined not to touch the money anyhow, then just do the bank thing. Dedicate one of your bank accounts. You can choose to just open a bank account and then be putting small amount of money inside it, maybe 1,000 naira every month. Before you know it, at the end of the year, you have 12,000 naira in that account just for your health. Okay, so just leave that account alone for health. Yours, if you're doing with your spouse, you should have, you know, an amount of money that you put in that account every month just for health. You don't have to wait until you're sick to do that. So you put that amount. If it's 500 naira, you have planned to be putting. If it's 1,000 naira, yourself and your spouse has planned to be putting in that account, then be putting it there. Make sure you're consistent. Once you have a child or two, dedicate certain amount of money to each child and be putting in that account. So that if anybody in the family falls sick at any time, what you'll do is take money from that account and take care of the person. Like we say in Nigeria, in case of incapacity. I will still advise, even if you are under NHIS, make sure that you still have some funds somewhere. Or make sure that you have like a backup insurance scheme that takes care of you, apart from NHIS. The reason is that so many times, even NHIS cannot provide for people that are under it adequately. So for your own good, even if you are under NHIS, make sure that you have a backup plan. Maybe you have a private health insurance, or you have money being saved somewhere, or you have your state health insurance. Just do something else and be sure that you're covered regardless of what happens. And when the chips are down, we're left with ourselves and our families to take care of whatever the problem is. I'm going to leave us with this information today. I hope that you would not just listen to today's episode, but you will do something with the information that you have now. Please make the right inquiries. Use your data for the right things. Okay, enough of just viewing videos on Instagram and YouTube and Facebook and, you know, WhatsApp. Enough of just viewing people's statuses. Set plans for your own health. Okay, because when anything happens to you, all of those people that you are looking at on IG and all of those people whose statuses you are viewing, they may not be able to help. It is not because they don't want to help. It's because even they themselves, they cannot help themselves. They don't have the means. Okay, we have seen that a lot of times in the hospital. Once you mention money, you see people disappear immediately. And that is the thing. We cannot completely blame them. It's because they do not have. Okay, so really we are on our own as it is. That is the way it is. It is Oyo that we are when it comes to health. But so that the Oyo will not be a complete one, please make plans for your health. Be financially ready for the rainy days as it relates to your health. Your wife is pregnant. She's going to be pregnant for 9 months. You need to get ready. You cannot come to the hospital with your wife with nothing after 9 months and be saying that, kosoja. For sure, meso. There is nothing like that. You cannot come and give that kind of excuse. It is about being responsible. If you choose to be putting 1,000 naira every day for 9 months, it will go a very long way to help your wife. And nobody can predict anything when it comes to health. What if it's time to give birth? And then something goes wrong and they need to do an operation and then you have to spend more. What excuse would you give? So these things we have to be deliberate about these things and make efforts. We really need to take the bull by the horn. We need to do more. Be sure that your excuses will never be relevant once you enter the hospital. There is no excuse you can give as to why you don't have money. Once you don't have money, nobody will look at you. Because every person you are seeing has paid in one way or the other for the health care that they are getting. So if you walk in, except, you know, you have one sponsor somewhere and all of that. If you walk in as a typical Nigerian to any hospital, it is not free. I'm trying to emphasize that. Anybody you see in the hospital, having access to this or that in the hospital, paid for it, most likely paid for that thing. And you're going to need to pay for your own to access the same thing. Let us all understand that and let it be a part of our thinking henceforth as a Nigerian. this is where I'm going to stop today, and I hope you've been able to gain one or two things. I really wish us a wonderful life as it is. I wish us good health and sound health, but we need to be deliberate about it. It is not magical. It does not happen by magic. It is something that we constantly walk towards. Okay, so I enjoin you to make sure, be deliberate about doing healthy things and save up. Yes, for health and for other things. Okay, but first of all, your health. Health is wealth. When you're healthy, you can run after other things. I mean, you can put to good use your God-given potentials. Okay, you can reach out to many people when you're healthy. You cannot be ignorant about it, and you cannot be lackadaisical about your health. I hope to hear from you on this episode. I hope that you will make good use of it and you work on it. You're going to be practical about this and not just listen to, the episode for listening sake. And I really hope that you'll extend, the message in this episode to other people and help them make really good decisions about their health and about getting ready for the rainy days. Have a really wonderful new week.